go about as well as you'd hoped?
Yeah, it was, minus the pick before the half. You look at what we did running the ball. Finally got a good breakout game, 200 whatever yards we rushed for. That's a big credit to all the guys up front. You know, there were holes for our backs to run through, and, you know, when they were there, they hit them. So, you know, when our defense plays the way that they did, run the ball the way that we did, and then, you know, that opens up some of the play-action pass game. You know, it's a good combination for us to come out and score some points.
John, you seem to get really good protection today. Just talk about that. How are you able to do
it? I can't speak enough about all those guys up front, whether it was the run game, whether it was the pass game, whether it was five or six-man protection. You know, they were holding those guys down. You know, there was only a few times where, you know, we let some guys slip, and when we did, you know, we were able to make some plays. But, you know, you can't give enough credit to all the O-line up front. You know, I think that offensive performance we had today was solely on them and then our backs hitting the holes when they were there.
Johnny, I was talking to Travis, and you guys seem to have a real good connection. And he was saying you can't, like, sometimes practice some of these plays when the play breaks down or you're rolling out, and he just seems to, I don't want to say it's street ball, but it seems like you guys work it. Why do you think that is with him?
Yeah, Trav just has you see the same thing with Gary at times, too. You know, certain players who have a good feel for the game just find the holes in zone defenses. And whenever you evade the rush and get outside the pocket, you know, you're looking, your eyes are down the field the whole time. So, you know, it's nice to have two or three guys on our offense that are going to find the holes whenever we scramble on a zone. And, you know, it's really makes something happen. And, you know, I think those guys do a really good job of whenever I've been in there. And even when Josh is in there, keeping the plays alive till the very end.
All that happened here in the last few weeks, how personally satisfying is this for you?
Yeah, I think for me it's obviously nice to get a win. To break the streak of losing that we had. I mean, it's been six or seven games in a row since we had the feeling of getting a W. So it's been nice. But, you know, like I said, you know, I can't speak enough about, you know, the way that our defense played. You know, I think us being backed up and having to punt and giving it to them on their own 30 really gave up the 3 points in the first half and then a late kind of garbage time touchdown in the second. So my eyes kind of give up 0 points, hold them down on third down, and, you know, get us the ball back, you know, wherever we needed to. And then when we get it on offense, you're able to rush for 250 yards. Like I said, that's a recipe for some success.
John, you mentioned that intercept
place today. It looked like your eyes were all over the field on a number of plays where you were reading down, reading up, and getting deep into your choices. I mean, are you really seeing the field much, much better now toward the tail end of your second year?
Yeah, it's much better. It's from whether it's run checks, whether it's going through our progressions, it's able to eliminate your one or two progression just based off the coverage as soon as you get the ball in your hand. So knowing that you only have three guys instead of having to go through all five, you can kind of eliminate a side of the field is nice. Run checks, being able to see any lean of the safety and being able to get us in the right play. I told Josh today, you know, it's continuing to slow down for me. And it's a great feeling to be able to sit there and know you're protected and know when you're not and know when you need to get the ball out. So, you know, it's getting better.
What does a performance like this do for you? What does it do for the team?
For our team, you know, we said we wanted to play for pride towards the end of the year. You know, we know we can't get in the playoffs or do anything like that. But for us, you know, to see what each and every guy in this locker room is made of, who's going to come out and play hard for us with these three remaining games, you know, one down, three to go. So we're not sitting here saying we're going to win them all, but I can tell you for sure that we're going to come out and we're going to fight. Each and every guy that we have in this locker room is going to come out and compete till the very end. So, you know, that was the biggest thing that I saw, you know, everybody, offense, defense, special teams, all the way around. You know, they kept fighting and kept making plays. So, you know, whatever the outcome is these past couple weeks, these next couple weeks, you know, we're going to have fun and try and play for pride, like I said.
First part of the question, Johnny, was what does it do for you?
You know, like I said, every time I've been behind center and got a chance to make another start, I feel more confident. I feel like I'm able to go through my reads. I'm able to slow down all the protection stuff and make sure we have a guy on a guy and able to sit back there and know you're protected. So for me personally, you know, it's continuing to try and progress. And like I said, every time I felt like I've got back there, I've learned something and continuing to move on and make sure I don't make mistakes the same way that I did today.
Johnny, you mentioned that interception. Can you take us through that play, including your reaction to it on the sideline?
Yeah. You know, they ended up doubling the out route that we had as number one. And, you know, I was more upset getting to the sideline. You know, obviously about the pick, throwing it back across my body, and I know better than that. But you know, I think looking at the surface, once I saw the surface, seeing that they dropped Gary wide open and with a minute 40 left, minute 30 left, whatever it was, maybe even a minute, to get a touchdown there before half on a busted coverage, you have to make them pay on things like that. That doesn't happen all the time in the NFL. So, you know, I was more upset knowing that we're going to be watching that on film tomorrow and watching Gary run right down the middle of the field, right down the middle third, wide open. So, you know, probably overreacted a little bit, but, you know, Josh and everybody did a good job of making sure, you know, take some deep breaths, let it go. but like I said, learn from that. No, this isn't freaking A&M. So, you know, just throw it away. Second down, third down, live the fight another day. But, you know, there's a learning point going into the next week, going into the future. So I probably shouldn't have overreacted the way that I did. But, you know, it's the NFL. When those chances are there, you got to make the most of them.
Did the Serpents survive?
The Serpents did survive, I believe.
What did getting this win do for your personal confidence with three more games, especially two tough road environments coming?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. We obviously know what we're up against these next couple weeks. So, you know, we're going to have to come in and prepare hard this week and make sure we're on our stuff on a long trip to Seattle. So, you know, personally, like I said, it was nice to know when you're protected, know when you're blocked up, and go through your progressions and be able to work through it and know when guys are going to be in the right spot. So, you know, great feeling personally, but, you know, even better feeling being in the locker room, knowing that we get a victory Monday, get a chance to get another win, and that's what it's all about, winning games in the NFL, regardless of how many it is.
I was sort of wanting to bounce back because after what you just said, the interception late in the first half, the way you reacted, how important was it for you to not let that linger in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, I shook it off once we got in here. You know, it probably took me till the time we got into the locker room to shake it off, but, you know, coming out in the second half, you know, we thought if our defense got to stop, you know, we'd get the ball and drive it down the field. We knew it was a long game. You know, we were only up 7 points, so, you know, anything could happen the second half, and there's a second half for a reason. We wanted to come out and respond. And like I said, make sure it doesn't happen again. Don't leave the ball out there. Don't float it up, and just, you know, learn from it, throw it away.
Several times today you've seen the stand in the pocket motionless as if there wasn't a game going on around you. A real calm look. Did you feel calmer than usual and that some sort of peace for some sort of reason?
You know, I think we could just tell whenever they were going to bring some pressure and when the pocket was going to get a little bit more clouded. And then when they rush three or four, you know, that can get spread out over the course of the field and, you know, really feel a nice big pocket in there. But like I said, O-line did a great job of staying on double teams, pushing guys all the way up the field and making it that way for me. So, you know, it's different when you're getting hit, you know, not knowing when you're hot or getting blindsided or things like that. But when you know you're protected, you got some double teams working, you know, just try and sit back there and let our guys work. And, you know, when you need to take off and try and get a first down. And that was a big play in the second half.
Jerry, how important was it for you after being benched for those 2 weeks to come out and to show these coaches how important this was to you, to show these fans, and to really put your heart and soul into this?
I mean, I've only got to play, you know, 6 or 7 games. I know it's the number's starting to climb, but for me, you know, these mean a lot to me. I still have a lot to prove. I feel like I'm just getting started, so, you know, like I said, I'm going to continue to play, continue to fight, and, you know, I know these guys are going to be with me too.